This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Family members of victims of the September 11th attacks are opposing U.S. President Joe Biden's participation in memorial events unless he declassifies government documents that they contend will show Saudi Arabian leaders supported the attacks. The victims' family members, joined by first responders and survivors of the attacks, released a letter Friday as the event's 20th anniversary nears, calling on Biden to skip this year's memorial events unless he releases the documents. Nearly 1,800 people signed the letter asking that Biden release the documents, which they believe implicate Saudi Arabian officials. The families have argued that Saudi officials had advanced knowledge of the attacks and did nothing to stop them. Subsequent administrations, including those of Presidents George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump, have refused to release the documents, citing national security interests. Two Myanmar citizens were arrested Friday on charges alleging that they conspired to oust Myanmar's ambassador to the United Nations, who opposes the military junta that seized power earlier this year, by injuring or even killing him. U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss said in a release Friday that the two men plotted to seriously injure or kill Myanmar's ambassador in an attack that was to take place on American soil. According to court documents in White Plains, New York federal court, a Thailand arms dealer who sells weapons to the Myanmar military hired the pair to hurt the ambassador to try to force him to step down. If that didn't work, the ambassador was to be killed, according to authorities. Myanmar's military overthrew the country's civilian government in early February. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The first Afghan city fell to the Taliban Friday when the militants overran Zaranj, the provincial capital of Nimruz in southwestern Afghanistan. The UN Security Council took up the matter on Friday. Ghulam Izakzai is the Afghan ambassador to the United Nations.
The Taliban have launched brutal military offensives, already causing massive death, destruction, displacement, and instability in Afghanistan and beyond.
At the White House, spokesperson Jen Psaki said the path of violence will not bring the Taliban the legitimacy it is seeking.
If the Taliban claim to want international legitimacy, these actions are not going to get them the legitimacy they seek.
The council's meeting came hours after the Taliban ambushed and killed the director of Afghanistan's government media center in Kabul, the latest killing of a government official just days after an assassination attempt on the country's acting defense minister. A New Jersey gym owner and a Washington State man have become the first people charged in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol to plead guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer during the deadly siege. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Federal prosecutors identified former mixed martial arts fighter Scott Fairlam as one of the first people to breach the Capitol after other rioters smashed in windows and kicked out a door. They say he also harassed police officers after he left the building. Fairlam's attorney says prosecutors are seeking a sentence in a range of 3.5 to a little more than 4 years in prison. The second man, Devlin Thompson of Washington State, pleaded guilty to assaulting a police officer with a baton. He's been ordered jailed in Seattle. More than 30 other defendants have pleaded guilty, though mostly to misdemeanor charges. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hiring surged in July as American employers added 943,000 jobs and the unemployment rate dropped to 5.4%. The Labor Department collected its data for the report in mid-July before the Centers for Disease Control last week reversed course and recommended that even vaccinated people resume wearing masks indoors in places where the Delta variant is pushing infections up. Kenya's Paris Jepchichir won the Olympic women's marathon in Sapporo on Saturday, claiming her country's second consecutive gold medal in the event. Fellow Kenyan Brigid Kosgei took silver, while Molly Seidel of the United States won the bronze. Kenyan Kosgei, the world record holder, had been one of the favorites to win on Saturday, but Jepchichir came out on top after breaking away from Kosgei. Seidel, competing in just her third marathon after moving up from shorter distances, finished 26 seconds behind the winner. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.